Good morning, good morning. Glad you're all here. Am I supposed to be in this zone now?
You're in that zone.
Okay. I feel like I've been zoned in. So, good to see each one of you here. Today's probably going to be a little bit different. Not a whole lot different, but every day in the Lord's different, you know. You don't have to repeat the same day over, the same. It's not same old. God does new things. So let's open with a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank you for this day. We're thankful that your love is steadfast. It's there. Your presence is with us. You never leave us. You never forsake us. You love us all the same. You give us all opportunities and more opportunities than we even know about. Pray you bless the service, our fellowship together, our fellowship with you. We have great expectations because we serve a great God, a great loving, merciful God who does not change, who follows us all day long, every day. We're your prized, purchased possessions, your children, your sons and daughters. We love you, Lord. We acknowledge you, your greatness, your goodness. We love you. In the name of Jesus, we ask these favors. Amen. We got a chorus we're going to start with. We had it last week. And it's just a good song.
Through all the turmoil and the strife, I hear the music.
Pretty nice song. Kind of reminds you of Northern Idaho, doesn't it? We're blessed. Some deserts and places only have sand and heat and scorpions. It's beautiful. God's made variety. Well, we have some announcements, a few things going on. Remember Wednesday prayer meeting, Bible study, whatever it is, whatever we do. We have a good time. I'm glad you guys do come. So, I think next Sunday we're going to have Zach speaking. I think it's next Sunday. So he's getting ready. Keep praying for him because he's going to have a good time. We're going to make sure he has a good time. Faith comes by hearing. November 14th is our Veterans Day service. So be in prayer for Zach. And I like hearing what our veterans have. Remember the Northern Bonner Partners in Care Clinic? If you need it, it's there. And we do have a church council meeting coming up November 11th, 6th. It's got to be this week, right? That's sneaking up on us. So we'll be there. Food and fellowship. Bring your favorite dish as we celebrate. It'll be November. I think the date's right, November 21st.
Thanksgiving. Yeah,
it'll be the Thanksgiving. You don't want to miss that one because it'll be a good one. So we have a good time. There is a sign-ups sheet for bringing the right things. So that, I think it's on the back table out there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you can bring wrong things too.
Yeah, you can bring anything you want.
You can bring anything you want, right?
Right or wrong.
Oh, yeah, so you can bring potato chips.
Yeah, that's great.
Bring me some potato chips. Fall back if you came early today, you forgot. But when I got here, Shaney was our person that was here already, so we didn't have people wandering around wondering where we were. joy and cheerfulness, kind of nice. praise God. Well, I guess it's that time. This is part three. I didn't know there was three parts. There is. Today, it's mostly going to be about an important part. Maybe it's something we don't think about too much. It's about our speech. But I felt the Lord had me bring one verse before I even started the main message. This is found in 3 John, verse 2 of 3 John. Beloved, I wish above all things thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Now, if you will fellowship with the Lord and you're right with him, the others have to follow automatically. This is probably one of the strongest verses in the whole Bible. God wishes for us that we may prosper and be in health. Our spirits, our soul prospers. You start with the soul, the physical takes its place as well. Because behind the physical is the spiritual. We'll be getting into more of that later. Okay, we're back to one of Shaney's favorite verses, Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Now, why would he tell us to do that? It's because we have a choice. We can be weak or we can be strong in the Lord. And our mind tells us a lot of times, you have no choice. You must be weak. You've been trained to be weak. Be weak. You're not an outgoing person. You were never raised that way, so don't be outgoing. You're the kind that's sits back and stays out of the way and you're quiet. That's where you're supposed to be. Tell your brain, take a hike. Our brains tell us a lot of stuff that isn't true. A lot of it's conditioning. A lot of it sure doesn't really agree with Scripture once you look at the Scripture and the Word of God. Anyway, God opens things up. God changes things all the time. If he didn't, we'd be in trouble. we'd be stuck with no remedies, no change, no future. Things that we can dream, we wouldn't even try because things of the world, things in our mind tell us can't be done. It's just not you. Somebody else is qualified. No, God qualifies whoever he wants. God's chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. He'll keep doing it. Okay, so we go back to Genesis, and I got just a few verses before the final verses, but you can put them up anytime, Shaney. The Father, in the beginning was the Word. Beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. But also, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The beginning of his family. And we're part of it. It's a big family. It's a big family. So God spoke things into existence. God's a spirit. He speaks spirit language. He speaks things into existence. Verse 3, and God said. Verse 6, and God said. Verse 9, and God said. Verse 11, and God said. Genesis 1:14, and God said. God's busy. Genesis 20, and God said. Verse 24, and God said. And then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, over all the livestock, and all the wild animals, over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. That's a real key thing. Mankind made in his own image, choice, thinking like God, being like God, doing the same things. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, increase in number, fill the earth, subdue it, rule over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, over every living creature that moves on the ground. And do you have verse 31? We may not have 31. Okay, we got verse 31. As God made these things, he also said, and it was good, and it was good, and it was good. So God spake, and it was good. He did this. Spake this thing. This is going somewhere. Verse 31. God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. God never makes anything but that he doesn't look at it and kind of say, yeah, that's good. Well, that's very good. So it's just nice to know that everything that he made is good and it's in his plan. But we're made in God's image. And we're to speak as well. We create the world we live in by our speech and by our belief, by our faith. God spoke in faith, things came into being. We're to be that same way. He made us to have fellowship with him. You know, Adam was made and the Holy Spirit of God lived inside of Adam. so he could think God's thoughts, God's ways. He knew what God knew. It was an amazing thing. God fellowshiped with him. And that's the way it originally was. God takes us back to that fellowship. We have choices. We're not like the angels. We have choices. We've been studying that in Hebrews Wednesday nights. The angels serve because they're created to serve, but we have a choice to serve. We have a choice to belong to him. We got a lot of choices, you know. We choose our occupation. We choose who we marry. Hopefully we let God in on it, give us some advice, but, you know, we choose our hair color. We can change our hair color. You have a choice of nail polish. There's lots of choices we make. Well, I'm not certain what the next verse is, so just put up whatever's next on the list. I think it's Proverbs. Yeah, from the fruit of their mouth, a person's stomach is filled. With the harvest of their lips, they are satisfied. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. That's one of the most important verses in the Bible as well. The tongue has the power of life and death. You can speak life into the world. You can speak death. We have got a culture called the death culture that's sort of in control. They think they're in control. There's a lot of Christians out there speaking truth and life and fellowshipping with their God. They speak life. God's going to win. We're on the winning side. Matter of fact, when we come to Christ, Romans 10:9, we have to confess something. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now you can believe in your head, you can believe in your heart, but eventually what's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. If you're not confessing that he's Lord after being with him, then you need to go back. You know, the thing is, we confess. That's a powerful thing. That's what sets us apart from where we used to be. We're a new creature in Christ because we're speaking new. We do new things. We confess Jesus is Lord. We have our own Pentecost. We speak even better things. B, we come into agreement with God and his word. Christianity is known as the Great Confession. The expression, let us hold fast our profession or confession, literally means, let us stay fully committed to saying the same thing as God. So when we pick up a scripture, we need to come in agreement with it. Actually, when we're using that scripture and believing it, we are coming into an agreement with God. It also says where two or three are gathered or in agreement as doing such a thing that the Lord will do it. A lot of times we can do it with the Lord kind of as our second partner. Sometimes it's just you. But you can see how a church is a powerful thing because you have more than one or two in agreement. You can have a whole church in agreement praying for something, and it happens. There's power in prayer because God honors your confession. Sometimes we have small confession. We don't have to say very much, and God just brings it into being. Sometimes we got to keep confessing something for a long time. I can go to some examples now, but I got to get through this. There's a lot here. So hold fast your confession, your profession. Don't let circumstances change it and steal it away from you. Hang on to the word of God, even though your brain's saying something else or somebody else is saying something else. If God told you that, hang on to it no matter what. Hang on to it. You can ask God, do I need a little more clarification? I heard you say that. Is there some time thing that I'm not aware of? Is there more to it? That's okay to ask him that. But just say, I want to stay with your word and I'm going to do it, you know. There's examples of the Bible where people asked him, well, what about this? And especially Moses, he didn't want to really be God's spokesman, but God says, no, I'll be with you on that. No, don't worry. I can get Aaron if you don't want to talk. You'll make a good team together. But you notice, Moses was a little slow speaking, but when he got with Aaron, Aaron spoke to Pharaoh a little bit. But after a while, it's like Moses is speaking all the time. He finally came into total agreement with God that he could speak because he found out God was helping him speak. It wasn't him. So it's interesting. Agree with God. Keep agreeing with God, even though it doesn't look right. Your brain's telling you something else. Or other whimpering spirits are telling you something else. Don't. Just stick with God. Keep going forward. Keep going forward. You'll see the results. And the old saying, proof is in the pudding. It works out. So be fully committed to saying the same thing God says. We no longer have to speak problems. Speak the solution. Don't speak problems. Don't speak what it can't be. Speak the solution. If you're having trouble, you're discouraged, you're sad, something bad happened, well, start speaking peace and calmness, joy in the Lord. Speak, God is with me. He'll never leave me, forsake me. God cares. I cast this care on him. I can leave it with him, like your testimonies. God does carry it. You don't have to carry it. You're not by yourself. The battle is Lord's. That's why it's wonderful he's so good to us. We have a partner. We don't stumble through this pioneer pilgrimage we're on by ourselves. He's there. He owns it. He cares. He knows all the trees. He knows where the quicksand is. He knows where the crocodiles are. He knows where all the spiders and the cobwebs and all that stuff is. He knows the best path for you to follow. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. You can't find anybody else that will do that for you. You can't. You can't. Some people love you, but they don't have the capacity. They can't do it. I won't say they can't help you a lot and pray for you, show you a thing or two. People are got weakness, blind spots, they'll let you down. God doesn't have any weakness, doesn't have any blind spots. He sees the future before he even allows a trial to happen. He sees the end of the trial before he will allow the trial to begin. Talk about a faithful creator, somebody that loves you. We're just getting started. We're just getting our eyes opened. There's more. There's always more. You know those people that get the Holy Spirit on them, you know, and they even get drunk in the Lord. You know, you'd think that'd be enough, but some of them, like, they want more of a touch of the Holy Spirit or something. You just start praying for more Holy Spirit beyond them. They want more, so the Lord just gives them more. They'll fall down on the ground, sleep for a while, or they might speak in tongues. I'm not saying that that's against God's rules. I'm just saying that it's available as scriptural. God doesn't deal with everything, everybody the same way. You don't have to speak in tongues to have the Holy Spirit in your life. The gift is the Holy Spirit. gift is not one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gift is not the fruit. Love, joy, peace. He may give you that. The gift is the Holy Spirit. A faithful part of the triune God that walks with you every day, who keeps you in step, who empowers you. When darkness and storms come against you, he fights them. Didn't Jesus do that to his disciples? I'm losing my notes, but so what? Jesus walked on the water because his disciples were out there in a storm and their boat was trying to get swamped and they're at their wits' ends. They've been out in the storms before, but they're in a bad storm. So Jesus walks out on the water. You can't stop him from being with his people that he loves. You can't. You can't. If they put you in prison, God's still there. He's going to show up. There's some miracles that happened in prison. I don't want to. I need to stay with my thought, though. So Jesus, he's out there walking on water. The disciples, they were kind of afraid already, and he's like, a ghost, he's a ghost. Oh, no, what's going on, a ghost? They were terrified. Jesus says, it is I. Is that you, Lord? Yes. So he gets in the boat, and the storm stops. When Jesus arrives, things change. Peter says, what kind of man is this that even wind and waves obey him? You can pray for things like that too. As you get stronger in the faith, your faith will grow. Even the weather will change. Yes, God will do that for his children. Didn't he do it for Joshua when he was fighting the enemy? The day was wearing out, and they were still fighting their enemy, and they were winning. But it was starting to get dark. So what did he do? He prays that God gives them more daylight. So God just takes the earth, and his turning just stops it, and it remained day until they finished their enemies. Another hour, they finished their enemies. That's love. That was one man praying, and he was in God's will, and God honored it. I'm telling you, God will honor your prayers, and these are last days. You're going to be seeing some tremendous things. Tremendous things. The longer enemy can put off and try all his little games and tricks, the more God's getting ready to do some tremendous things. The longer God waits, has to wait on the enemy to wear himself out, the more tremendous God is going to be. It's going to be a tremendous world revival, tremendous change in the United States, a tremendous... There's already revival breaking out around the world. It's going to be really powerful. Anyway, better keep going. I'll never get through this. Some people have majored in a negative confession. Things are bad, people sin, things are getting really dark. These people are sin conscious. Israel used to be that way when they had the Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. It's always reminded of their sins under the old covenant. And it was kind of a negative thing because you're always thinking about how bad I am, how I did that wrong and I did this wrong. And it's like your sins won't let go of you. But Christ has freed us from negative confession. Now we have a positive confession. Our sins are gone forever, so we don't have to dwell on them. We don't have to dwell on negatives. Now God's good promises are ours if we confess them. There are promises for everything in the Bible. Everything you need is in the Bible. Every promise, every situation, it's there somewhere. Get to looking. Matthew 21, 18 to 22. Have faith, doubt not. Something happens to problem trees. Early in the morning, as Jesus was on his way back to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. He said to it, may you never bear fruit again. Immediately, the tree withered. When the disciples saw this, they were amazed. How did the fig tree wither so quickly? They asked. Jesus replied, truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what is done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. It's kind of where the rubber meets the road. Sometimes we're kind of hindered by doubts or tradition, and it's never happened this way before, therefore it can't. Well, you don't know everything that's been going on in the spiritual world. God heals people every day. God does miracles every day, somewhere, someplace, some country. God's busy. It's going to be more prevalent. Job 20:28. What you decide on will be done, and light will shine on your ways. King James says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon your ways. You shall also decree a thing. In other words, you just speak it into being. You might say, yeah, Alan, say something. I shall not fear because the Lord is with me. This thing looks bad. I don't want to, in the human, I don't want to do it. But it shall go well. Lord promised goodness and mercy unto me every day. I don't have to worry about the negatives in life. If they come along, I have the Lord there for me. All things work together for good. One time, I made this decree. This man of God was coming to town, and something a little wrong with my neurolights, because I'd feel tired, or maybe I'd lose my concentration. So I was saying, Lord, when that man of God comes to town, he's going to heal me. So I decreed the thing. But my problem was I didn't remember it when he came to town. But God was faithful. When he got there, he said, there's somebody in here. God wants to do something. They need to do something. God's talking to somebody in here. They need to come. They need to do something. Sometimes you got to do something besides just believe in your heart. You got to take a corresponding action that proves your faith. That's a real important thing. Well, I kind of felt maybe he was talking to me. That verse came to me that all things work together for good to those who believe in God, who are called according to his purpose. And so I was being torn. So my mind tells me, well, yeah, healing happens to people that are really important, like pastors and teachers and things like that. You know, so he's probably calling one of them down here. So I'm dwelling on my brain stuff and false things, so I don't go down there. But I realized afterwards, yeah, you were supposed to go down there. Lord had something. And he took that time to interrupt the service and bring it to being. I just didn't have the corresponding action of faith to go down there. So I missed out. So I keep studying and reading everything I can on healing. And verses in the Bible, how to think right, how to act right. So I've learned more by not, well, God would have had healing for me. But I've learned a whole lot by losing out and still trying to be back in. And God's told me that he'll heal me sometime. Matter of fact, about 2 weeks ago, I had a dream. And the Lord came to me and spoke to me in this dream. Forgive me if I'm going too long. in the dream, I'm asking him, like, Lord, are you going to heal me now? He says, I already talked to you about it. It's going to be taken care of. I just want to hug you. And in my dream, I couldn't see his face, but it was just like when Hollis hugs us, you know, it's kind of like that, but it was God, and he just put his arm around me and hugged me. Then I woke up. I felt really good. It's pretty cool. Kind of like when you woke up, Linda, and you just sensed the Lord's presence there. The freshness, the goodness, the mercy, the indescribable love of God. Mark 16, 17, 18. And these signs will accompany those who believe my name. Who believe in my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well. So our speaking becomes better and better. We speak more what God has us speak. We know the word. We learn the word. We sharpen the sword, and we use it. Use the word. Use the word. Use the word. Know it. Use it. Your words have power. Everything in the natural world came from the spiritual world. Spiritual laws govern the natural world. You live in the natural realm according to the truth that is in the spiritual realm. So when you're born again, you live in the spiritual realm, but that spiritual realm can greatly affect the natural realm. Your words are life-changing. Here's a real bold statement. There's nothing in the universe so big and so powerful that cannot be turned around with your tongue. You speak your own world into existence. You may speak a lot of hell into your world. Hopefully not. Hopefully you didn't get a whole lot of rub from the world. There's a lot of conditioning. The enemy's been working on you ever since you were a child. But you can throw all that in garbage, replace it with the word of God. The Lord told me the enemy is weak and he's dark. I have one, I don't know if I gave you this verse or not, Luke 10:19. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions, which represents the devil, demons, and to overcome all the power of the enemy, nothing will harm you. I have given you authority. King James says power. I was looking in King James, I kept looking and looking for the word authority. Because authority is a spiritual birthright of God. That's given to you. That's your inheritance. Use it now. You don't have to wait for your inheritance. It's now, now, now. We live in this world. We need some things now. So he's given us the authority. Can you put that up? I've given authority to trample on snakes and overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Memorize that verse. Look it up in different versions if you want, but know that one. Luke 10:19. Lord told him the enemy is weakness and darkness. He puts on a lot of masks, lots of scary things. So he thinks. Once you learn he's all bluff, really shakes him up. Because then you can walk all over top of him. The fears that he's placed in your life no longer have a hold on you, because we serve the mighty one, the God who equips his children, the one who makes you mighty, the one who gives you faith, the God who never gives up, never quits. He'll fight for his children if he has to walk on water. He loves you with an everlasting love. Love that we love when we can comprehend it, but it's beyond our comprehension. One guy said he went to heaven and he could smell the Lord. It was a sweet perfume, sort of like roses, but not heavy, not drowning out. He said he could just smell the fragrance of the Lord. The Lord comes in many ways. You can see him as light. He'll do miracles for you. He's done a few miracles for me, and I didn't even really expect him fully. You know, signs will follow those that believe. You're a believer. Expect some signs to follow you. Expect your needs to be met. He's mighty God. You can be as strong as anyone else in the Lord. He doesn't have favorites. I guess I've got a long time. It's been a great day. You know, in some meetings, people just pray that the love of God just flow, the Holy Spirit just be on them. Because God gives authority to release His Spirit on people, to release His love. Some people, they pray for healings on a person. They'll just pray that the love of God is released on them. Love of God is on you. The love of the Father overcomes the sickness. Sickness of heart, sickness of body. The love of God just overcomes. It's that simple. We're all given that authority. Vision and faith. Keep growing in the Lord. I must quit. We got a song, Jeannie? fitting song. Great song. It's for me and how me and my house we will serve the Lord. Well, keep in prayer for Hollis. He's mostly back. Is this on, Shaney? Okay. Sometimes I have the habit of pulling it apart. God's done a lot of good things already for healing people. It's great to have you here, Dee. Keep praying for Mike Byers. Shall we go to prayer? Anybody that would like to pray, just please lead out. Just thank you for your goodness, Lord, being here today, lifting us up, giving us your word, giving us hope in a future that will not be taken away. We love you. We trust you. May we just enjoy this week in your love and in your faith. May we take steps of faith to encourage others. May we remain in prayer. May we remain close to you, fellowshipping with you and one another. We ask these favors in the name of Jesus, who died for each one of us. Amen.